However, when you look at the sub-analysis in the paper, there certainly was a trend. In fact, the ones with lower eosinophil did well. Again, this is a small study, and I think we need to look at more the phase 3 trials that are now recruited and awaiting results hopefully soon. Now, interestingly, the investigator measured the ST2 serum, which can be measured. Jerry showed us that you can measure also IL-33. Those people who have high ST2 in the serum tended to have a better effect with the drug. The investigators also looked at different genotypes, and there may be a genotype that may respond better with this drug versus the other. And I think right now, our NASA studies are ongoing, and we'll see the results, hopefully, when they complete patients complete those results. In summary, there are three potential very good targets for IL-33. I wanted to shift it over to Jerry to tell us what happened to Carlos, but also we will talk about another avenue, and that's acute respiratory infection. What is the role of these agents in that field?